Hello. What's going on, everybody? This is Sydney Smith, the host of this incredible podcast, The Real Queen Sid. And this is episode 249 of The Real Queen Sid Show. I'm super excited. Today, we're going to be talking about balance, or rather lack thereof balance, and how we can start to create more harmony. And this whole concept of something has to give. So I've been reading this book called Believe It by Jamie Kern Lima. She's incredible. This book's really, really good. And this episode, we're talking about like a really simple lesson that she learned that I thought was super impactful. So I was excited to share it with you guys. If you get any value from this, please make sure to screenshot it, share it into your Instagram stories, and tag me at The Real Queen Sid. If you could put your biggest takeaway on there, that would be amazing as well. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. Let's get into this episode. Do you ever feel like you're kind of all over the place? You're like, you're trying to build your business and you're trying to be a mom and you're trying to be a partner and you're trying to be a friend and you're trying to be a woman or a man and you're trying to. And sometimes we find that our life becomes overwhelmed with so many priorities, right? And so I love that our CEO talks about this a lot. He says your priorities are never in conflict. Now, I never understood what that meant for a really long time. Your priorities are never in conflict until I really understood what it meant. Kayla Sewer, I think. Thank you for sharing, babe. And so anyway, so he talks about your priorities are never in conflict, right? And so I never understood what this really meant when I first started hearing that phrase, like your priorities are never in conflict. What does that mean? Well, I finally figured out what it meant when one day, you know, I had two priorities that were super important to me, and it was very clear which decision I was going to make, right? And so what he means by your priorities are never in conflict is you have time. Like, we all have time in a day. We all have the same 24 hours. We all have the same whatever. And so you get to choose how you utilize that time. And in some instances, it may seem obvious to you how you're going to utilize that time. And in other instances, it might seem a little bit harder, right? So for example, my priority right now is my future. And so, yes, my present is really important to me. Yes, my friendships are important to me. Yes, my relationship is important to me. But my priority is my future. And so as I make decisions every single day, I have to remember that my priorities are never in conflict, right? If my priority is my future, I need to make decisions that really solidify that and that really show that, right? So we're going to talk about balance. We're going to talk about this like tactic that I really, really love that I learned from this book. And I think it will be like a mind-blown moment for you guys. So make sure you share this out with somebody that you think could get some value from this as well. Drop me the word shared in the comments below and I'll give you a first and last name shout out, okay? So Jamie is talking about when she went to this, I think it was like an Oscars dinner. It was like the pre-Oscars dinner or whatever. And so she walks up to this, she's talking to this CEO. She's like a female CEO that is the second richest woman in the world or something along those lines. And she's like super powerful woman. And she walks up to this woman and she introduces herself and she says, Meg, I have a question. Her name is Meg. The hell is her name? Meg. I don't even see it. Not important. Okay, so she walks up to her and she says, Meg, I have a question. I might never get this shot again. Lord, sometimes reading is hard. I might never get this shot again, so I'm going to ask it. I've been blown away lately by how many women, almost everyone, no matter how successful they are, all have one thing in common. They've spent energy worrying about and being insecure about their body, weight, or appearance. In fact, most of all, the incredibly successful executives I know and other highly successful women, lawyers, CEOs, they all admit that they often measure their self-worth on any given day by what dress size they fit into. Meg, have you ever felt this way, or do you ever worry about these things? Have you ever felt this way? Have you ever like found yourself like going to an important event and like consumed by what you're gonna wear? And then when you don't know what you're gonna wear, you end up not wanting to go anymore. Like, I even think about stupid things like going to the bar when I was like in college, right? Like, if I didn't know what to wear to the party, I didn't want to go. Have you ever had that experience? So she's asking, is that something that you're consumed with, right? As a super powerful CEO, as a super powerful woman that has a really successful family, that has a really successful business, are you someone that is consumed by those thoughts? And she said, then Meg looked at me and very directly said, no. I said, really? And then she proceeded to say something that was so simple yet so profound. Something that has been the biggest light bulb moment for me. She said, you guys pay attention. Are you guys paying attention? She said, something has to give and something had to give. With everything in my life, I had to decide what to give. I have kids. I have a career. I couldn't keep my house the way Martha Stewart would. Things have to give. And that wasn't something I was worried about. It's so simple and yet so profound. Something has to give, right? And so if you want to create more harmony in your business, if you want to create more harmony in your life, if you want to create more harmony in your family, in your work, your home life, business, all of that, right? You have to understand that something has to give. You can't have the perfect house, the perfect friendship, the perfect relationship, the perfect kids, the perfect body, the perfect. And that's honestly what ends up creating this idea that women are never good enough, right? Have you ever felt that way? Have you ever felt like nothing you do is good enough? Like you work on your business, you show up for your kids, you show up for your friends, you show up, you try to do the best you can in all areas, but you feel like you're spreading yourself so thin that you feel like you don't show up well enough in any of those areas, right? And so she said, so that means if we're worrying about our weight or our body or other people's opinions or any of those issues, it's coming at the price of something else we could be spending our energy on. Isn't this super powerful? Are you guys getting some value from this? If you are, make sure you drop some hearts in the comments below. Make sure you share out. Make sure you share out to somebody and drop me the word shared in the comments below, and I'll give you a first and last name shout out. Okay. So she said, What price have we paid for the energy that we've given things? What price have you paid for the energy that you have given things, for the energy that you spend worrying about what people are going to think about your business, for the energy that you spend worrying about what people are going to think if you post on the internet, for the energy that you spend worrying about what other people are going to think? What price do you pay by spending your energy on that? Every single moment that you're worrying about what haters are saying on the internet, every single moment that you're worrying about what your mom's gonna think or your sister's gonna think or your brother's gonna think or somebody's gonna think about you in network marketing or your business or your goals or you wanting to become a super powerful individual, every single moment that you spend worrying and spending energy on that is a moment that you don't get to spend towards building your dreams. Something has to give. Do you want to build your dreams or do you want to worry about what other people think about you? Do you want to build your dreams or do you want to worry about what the haters are going to say on the internet? Do you want to have time with your children or do you want a perfect home that looks good for other people that you don't actually care about, right? And so Jamie was talking about how she spends all of this time when she goes to these award ceremonies, like with hair and makeup and getting the perfect dress and all of these things that she doesn't actually care about. Right? So there's a difference. She said, I mean, these things are great if they truly bring you joy or they help you express your individuality. But for me, they usually only felt like obligations to meet the expectations someone else had given me. So I ask yourself, do you go and get your nails done because you are expected to get your nails done or because it feels good to you? Do you do certain things? Do you show up certain ways at the bar because you're expected to or because you want to, right? There's a difference between doing things that feel good, right? It feels good for me to do my hair. I feel better. I feel more confident. I feel better when I go and get a blowout every week and Sarah does my hair. It's serving my soul. Right? It is serving my soul. It is replenishing my soul. But are there certain things that you do in life? Are there certain ways that you show up in life that you're only showing up because of the way other people expect you to show up? Something's got to give. You can't spend time worrying about what other people are thinking, worrying about what haters say about you on the internet, worrying about what your mom is saying behind your back about your little network marketing thing, whatever. You can't worry about that and build your dream. There's not enough energy for both. And every moment that you spend wasting energy on the people that are hating and bringing you down, every moment that you spend on the energy of people that have negative energy. Have y'all ever been around an energy vampire? Somebody that literally like sucks the life out of you. If you have, drop me a yes in the comments. If you're getting some value from this, make some hearts fly across the screen. If you've ever spent some time around an energy vampire, you leave that encounter and you feel like you literally have to rebuild your entire like personality and your soul when you leave, right? You end up spending 3 days sitting on the couch kind of like, I don't know what to do now. I feel like my energy has been sucked. I feel like a vampire has been like trapped inside of my body, right? Something has to give. Do you spend time with those negative, energy sucking, draining people because you are expected to? Do you spend time, and this includes your family, y'all, blood is not a reason to disrespect my energy, okay? This includes family as well. Do you go to the family reunion and stay longer than you want to because you are expected to, or you feel like somebody expects you to, or because it fills your soul? Because in this life, you literally only get one. I know, YOLO, whatever. You literally only get one. And sometimes we end up spending energy on things that you'll never get that energy back. So do you, at every single, I want you to start thinking of your energy as like a barter, as like a price, right? And so what price have we paid for the energy that we have given to things? What price have you paid for the energy that you've given your family that they haven't earned, right? Because they disrespect you and they make you feel like crap and you leave the family reunions feeling like crap and you don't like spending time with your family, right? At what price have you paid that, have you paid for giving that your energy to that, right? And she said, those hours could have been spent in so many better ways. Right. She said she spent hours getting ready for this dinner, right, to be around these people for, I think it was like, I don't know, it was some award ceremony, the Oscar Awards, I believe. She spent hours getting ready for this Oscar Awards dinner, getting the hair and the makeup and paying the professionals and having the perfect outfit and worrying about what she looked like and being in the perfect, fitting into the perfect size and all of those things. She spent hours and hours and hours doing that. And she said, what if? Because I don't really care about those things. I'm just doing them because I think I'm supposed to. What if instead of doing those things that I don't actually care about, that don't fill my soul, that aren't aligned with me, and that aren't aligned with what I'm trying to do, what if I had spent those hours working towards my mission? What if I had spent those hours working towards my goals? What if I had spent those hours working towards my business? Every single thing in life has a price. Everything in life has a price. Spending time with your family that drains your energy has a price. Spending time around those friends that you've had since high school that you feel obligated to keep even though you have nothing in common and you're completely miserable and you know you make bad choices when you're with them, that comes at a price. Just like running for your dreams comes at a price. Just like doing the things that bring you joy comes at a price, right? And maybe that price is even better. And so, you want to make sure that you're spending your energy on things that fill your soul, not things that drain your soul. If we're trying to balance it all perfectly, likely everything will lose. We'll be feeling like a failure all the time. So if you try to be the perfect wife and the perfect mom and the perfect business owner and the perfect friend and the perfect mentor and the perfect leader and the perfect and the perfect and the perfect and the perfect, you will likely end up losing because you will never feel like you're perfect enough. Have you guys ever seen what a perfectly balanced scale looks like? The number on the scale of a perfectly balanced scale is 0. Are you guys getting some value from this? If you are, make sure you share it out. Drop me the word shared in the comments below and I'll give you a first and last name shout out or make some hearts fly across the screen. Either way, if you're getting some value from this, make sure that you let me know in the comments, right? No, I'm not reading from The Courage is Calling. I'm reading from Believe It by Jamie Kern Lima. So if we're trying to balance it all perfectly. So anyway, she says, I believe balance as it pertains to juggling all the important aspects of our life equally is a lie. And when we believe the lie is a truth, we end up feeling like a failure all the time. So when you believe that balance is a truth, you end up, when you believe that you can have the perfect body and the perfect hair and the perfect, you know, looks and the perfect business and the perfect relationship and the perfect parenting and the perfect home, you end up disappointed. We end up feeling like a failure all the time. If we're feeling like we're failing all the time, it means we're feeling that way in the presence of our kids, on date night with our partner, and in the time we carve out for self-care. So it means we're actually robbing ourselves of being fully present in those moments. So if you want to live a more balanced life, understand that everything you give energy to has a price. Only give energy to the things that are building your soul, that are building your dreams, that are building your future, that are building your priorities. Only give energy to those things because you're wasting all of the other energy. If you don't care about getting your hair done, stop going and getting your hair done because you're expected to be blonde or whatever, right? Like that's like a very superficial example, but you guys get what I'm saying, right? If you're feeling like you're failing, I'm gonna read that last part because I think this is important. If you feel like you're failing all the time, if we think that balance can exist, we're gonna feel like we're failing all the time. And if we feel like we're failing all the time, then you feel like you're failing when you're supposed to be spending time with your kids. You feel like you're failing when you're supposed to be spending time with your partner. You feel like you're failing when you're supposed to be spending time as a leader. You feel like you're failing in every aspect. Have you ever like taken a day off for self-care from your business, or you've taken a day off, or you've tried to take a day off. I've done this before where I've tried to take a day off and I feel bad. I feel like I should be leading. I feel like I should be running my business. I feel like I should be doing all of these things. And so instead of actually allowing myself that self-care moment of watching a movie with my partner or taking a bath or going to get a massage, the whole time I'm thinking about business and everything I should be doing. You end up feeling guilty and never actually experiencing anything and never actually being present in any moment and never actually showing up at 100% in anything. And so I ask you to really take this advice that I have for you to heart. Make a schedule. Make a schedule. I know you don't want to do it. I didn't want to do it either. I spent 2 years fighting making a schedule. But I now have a schedule that has time carved out for self-care. I now have a schedule that has time carved out for my partner. I now have a schedule that has time carved out for our team. I know where I'm supposed to be, who I'm supposed to be committed to, what I'm supposed to be doing at every half an hour of the day. I know where I'm supposed to be, who I'm supposed to be committed to, and what I'm supposed to be doing. There's no more guilt. There's no more half-assed showing up. There's no more half-presence because I'm feeling guilty about all the other things that I should be doing, because I know that, you know what? In this half an hour, this is my self-care time. This is my me time. This is when I get to show up for myself. I get to put down my phone. I get to not answer my messages, and I get to be Sydney. That's what I'm doing in this half an hour, and I get to do that fully present because the next half an hour, I know I'm showing up for the team. I really, really encourage you to, if you want balance, you have to schedule it out. There's so much freedom. There's so much freedom in the schedule, okay? And so if you believe the lie that you will, it says, when you are carving out time for true self-care, be fully present and feel yourself unapologetically, realize you will never be able to do all of these things in balance. If you believe the lie that you will, it will rob you of ever being truly present and truly enjoying the most important areas of your life. I've come to believe that not only is balance a lie, but it's a form of self-sabotage that so many girls and women fall victim to. Balance is a form of self-sabotage that so many girls and women fall victim to. When you can understand and when you can allow yourself to be open and open to the idea that something's got to give. Your priority can't be everything because your priorities are never in conflict. If your priority is everything, if your priority is the perfect home, the perfect parent, the perfect relationship, the perfect business, the $1 million, the whatever, if that's your priority, you're never going to achieve it and you're never going to feel like you're good enough. You're never going to feel like you're good enough. Schedule in sacred time. Take time to pause and remember why you're doing things and make sure you're scheduling out your day. So I hope you guys gained a ton of value from that. I hope that was super helpful. Creating balance is a lie, but you can feel balanced in a moment. You can feel balanced in, you can't be everyone at the same time, but you can schedule yourself in times to be great in different areas, in different priorities, right? And like I said at the beginning of this live, my priority right now is my future. It's our future together, right? My priority right now is our future. So that is why in this moment I am sacrificing the present, because my priorities are never in conflict. In this moment, I can't be the perfect partner all the time. In this moment, I can't be the perfect friend all the time. In this moment, I can't be the perfect daughter all the time, but I can be a really great business owner. I can be a really great leader. I can be a really, really great ketone salesperson. I can be a really, really great trainer for y'all on the internet. I can be really, really great in my business right now. And there will come a season where I'm going to be a really, really great mom, but that's not this season. This season is about my future. This season is about being a really great business owner. This season is about being really, really great at what I'm doing online right now and really just making sure that's my priority. So I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. I hope you guys got some value from this. If you did, make sure you share it out to somebody that could also get some value from this as well. Maybe somebody that's feeling really overwhelmed. Maybe somebody that's feeling a little, I don't know, like they can't do it all because we can't. We are all human, right? So I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. Have an amazing rest of your night, and I will talk to y'all on the next one. Bye.